Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Very, very excited to have some exciting new talent. I said exciting twice. That might not be great. But I got some exciting news. We got Too Rare on the podcast.
Sure. What's up, Ruski?
How you feeling, man?
Feeling great, man.
You're a legend because you're the first interview that we've actually done on the set.
That's crazy. You're making history every day.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's a big deal. It just kind of worked out that way. But I feel like it's a sign.
Everything happened for a reason, for sure.
It's a big sign of things to come. How you doing? What brings you out to California?
Music video, little label stuff for just collabing and the photo shoots and all that, trying to get this merch stuff started.
Okay. Just doing all the business in general. You already signed?
So I don't want to announce that.
So you're trying to keep it low key? Why is that?
Trying to keep it low key because, you know, the organic fan base, you feel me? I need that. Like, people support you different when they find out a label behind you.
You think that's the case?
Yeah, I feel like that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I still want my fans to feel like, you know, I'm still that same Too Rare. I don't want them to feel like Rare changing, like, you know.
That's interesting because I feel like a lot of kids these days, like when I was a kid, if you did a Coca-Cola commercial or some shit, like they would be hating on you really hard. Now I feel like the stigma of doing some corporate shit is not as strong.
Right.
Like people still, they understand, you know, hey, you want to get big. It's about getting big. It's about getting successful. But do you feel like your fans want to see you win? Do you think they want the best for you ultimately?
Yeah, they want to see me win. Hell yeah. Like everything they see, like, you feel me, going to blogs and all that, they go crazy about. So.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
They want to see me win for sure.
Right. Definitely. What did you say? Okay. Well, you're going to really fuck me up if you're doing that shit, Josh. I don't care. That's going to completely fuck me up. Don't do that again. I mean, just please don't ever fucking do that again because that's just crazy. All right. I'm going to try to get back in the groove here. Just like, I mean, you can't make a motion at me. You can't just do anything else besides fucking talking on the mic. Okay, sorry. Okay, so you're coming from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about what kind of area you were brought in, what it was like.
I'm a part of an area where it's like, you know, it's treacherous, it go down. Mm. But if you choose your lane, you know, it's still like regular shit. Like, you feel me? Like, it go down, but if you out the way, you're going to be safe.
Mm.
But if you dissing in your music, whatever, you might get left out here, like, you feel me? Like,
so did you see that from early on in terms of just seeing people getting caught up in beefing and shit?
Yeah, hell yeah. But me, I used to play football, so, you know, like, I was never like caught up into the street stuff. That was like all like my uncles and, you know.
Mm.
But I stayed out the way. I used to play football. Like, I really started creating 3 years ago.
Right.
So when I got into the music stuff,
Was football keeping your head on straight for all those years? Because it's so much work and it's so taxing that it kind of forces you to like focus and not be able to get into too much other fuck shit, right?
I ain't gonna lie, it was. But then again, it started getting tricky. Like, once it started getting serious, like 11th or 12th grade year, like, that's when it like really get real. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you could have gone the whole way with it? You think you could have gone playing college, maybe
hell
NFL?
Yeah, bro, that's hell yeah.
What took you away from it?
Coming out here, I had an old homie that used to rap and stuff, and it was going down in the neighborhood because his stuff, like, his buzz was really like picking up for real, and war zone was going down. So my own big bro, my old head, he got killed in front of the high school.
Oh, what?
He got killed in front of the high school. That just kind of like had me like, damn, like, yo, if I go to this zone, he might try to do something to me, you feel me? Because I'm associated with my homie.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I always, you feel me, supported him. So when he had like label deals and all that on the table, he came out here. When he came out here, I had slid with him. I thought I had stuff on Smash in school. People signing me in classes and all that type of stuff. Females doing all that stuff.
And this dude that you were rolling with, we don't, he's not like famous enough that we would know him. Is somebody else?
No, y'all wouldn't know him.
Or you just trying to be low key about it?
Yeah, we're gonna be low key about it. But, but no, like me supporting that nigga, like really, like, you know. But when I came back, they told me, yeah, Rare, da da da, you can't go here no more. You gotta go to a disciplinary school. You gotta finish high school there. You gotta reclassify. Like, I was ranked number 9th, you feel me, at wide receiver my 12th grade year, you feel me?
Right.
But I didn't play my 12th grade year because I started doing music onto the little, you feel me, like the depression stuff because of the football stuff. But the high school that I went to, I ain't gonna lie, they wasn't really getting that many looks. So I straight try to come out here and really like try to get some looks. But when I peep, ain't nobody enrolled me in high school or nothing out here. I'm like, man, I'm sliding back to the city.
Right.
So when I slid back, that's what it was. And I just started doing music.
Right. What made you even get into the music shit in the first place? Or what made you feel like you had some talent?
Me helping everybody that used to rap around me, like, yo, bro, punch that and say this hard and all, bro, you got to do this, you got to do that.
Right.
So I knew I could write my own stuff.
Were you rapping in more of a traditional style early on? Because I'm going to be real with you, like, listening to your music, I'm like, yo, this dude is taking mad risks. He's doing a lot of interesting flows and hitting different beats and shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I was really impressed, honestly, last night when I was getting deeper into it. I'm like, this is not a dude who's scared to do something different.
Hell no. That's why I think I'm too rare. Like, that's what really separates me from everybody else.
Mm.
They try to put on this persona, try to do the drill stuff all day, every day. Like, no, I'm trying to bring back that fun music.
Right.
You feel me?
But so early on, if you had to compare yourself to somebody, what your music kind of sounded like or whatever, what direction were you going in the beginning?
In the beginning, I can't really compare myself to nobody because I kept trying to find my, you feel me? I kept trying to find my wave. Like, I kept switching it up. I was doing drill stuff. I was doing regular, you feel me? Like, up-tempo, out here type beats. Like, I forgot what they call it out here, but it's like the Roddy Rich and the DJ Mustard type way. I forgot what they call it. Like, I forgot, but it's like that bounce music. You feel me? I kept switching it up. I made a song called Big Dripper, Big Bag. They both sound different. A song called No Brotherly Love. It sound different. Grubhub sound different. Miami sound different. Cupid sound different.
So are you somebody who's working for a long time on each individual song, or you just get in the studio and go crazy?
I just get in the studio, I just go crazy.
Okay. But do you feel like you have to have a different kind of vision for each song, or do you make a bunch of songs that maybe sound sort of similar, and then you just decide which ones you want to release?
Different visions.
Really?
Because it'd be different outcomes every time, different fans come through.
Right.
So.
How long you feel like it took you before people started to fuck with the music, though, and people started to kind of understand what you were going for?
It didn't take that long, bro. I signed my first deal after my fourth song, bro.
Right.
So
fourth song.
Fourth song.
Wow. And how were you even getting attention, or how much attention were you getting at that point?
Twitter, YouTube ads.
Really?
That's how I was really getting attention.
So you decided to, like, invest into the YouTube ads from the beginning to start getting it out there more?
Yeah, in the beginning, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. But all that stuff don't be, like, working no more.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's how I really built my fan base.
But if you're on zero, you feel like that shit really helps? Like, if you're really just getting started, like, kind of where you're at now, mm-hmm. that might be a very different decision.
Yeah.
Because you're already kind of established.
Yeah, hell yeah. But, like, back then, it was like I had something different coming to the city.
Right.
Everybody doing the same type of videos on the corner. I came up with, like, a crazy concept, being, like, an old man. You feel me? Like, it was a song called Big Bay. I was dressed as an old man, money suit, on a block with my friends. You feel me? I put a whole concept together.
Right.
And then we got the ads on there, and it shocked the whole city. Like, yo, that's rare. You feel me?
Right.
And that's how that really, like, happened.
Yeah, because, I mean, how would you compare Philly's music scene? Because, I mean, it feels like there's a lot of other cities. Like, when I think about the history of Philly, a lot of legendary artists out of Philly. But sometimes when I think about right now, it's not like a huge flood of artists. Yeah. I feel like it's kind of like some open space for somebody like you.
We coming. Yeah, we coming. I ain't gonna lie. Me doing the shit that I'm doing is really making the whole spotlight shine on the city. Like, right. Everybody else signing deals because of me type shit. The way we started on TikTok, the dances we created, all types of shit.
Right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And the TikTok shit, does that just come naturally to you, like in terms
it
of the...
just started, bro. I got active on TikTok January 12th.
Really?
Hell yeah, that shit changed my life.
You think that's like the primary place that the song blew up?
It was, because that's how the song really took globally.
Really?
You feel me?
You got 100,000 videos to it, right?
More than that. That shit would have hit almost 1 million, but people was taking down the sounds.
Oh really?
There was somebody that created like another Cupid version, but on some drill shit. But me being me, I went up to him like, yo, bro, you feel me? We did the same beat, da da da. Trying to negotiate it with him. They took that as though, like, we about to take this nigga off the earth. You feel me? Like my shit was going and they shit wasn't. So right. They start taking TikTok sounds off. Bro, I was going through the process from Cupid, bro.
Wow.
That shit damn near made labels turn their heads, but we got that shit right.
Man, they love TikTok. It's the craziest exposure machine.
Craziest, bro.
If you could pull it off, you could take a song from zero to fucking 1 million, no problem, off TikTok, though. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to go in a more melodic direction as opposed to like you were saying before, a lot of people, you know, probably a lot of your peers and a lot of people that you know and stuff, they've clearly kind of chosen the drill direction.
Right.
Do you feel like that's like a... Not you personality wise, yeah. Or is that just something that you think is kind of played out?
I got history on that shit, but I know what sells. Commercial music, you feel me? Pop star sell, motherfuckers that dance sell. Like that shit, it ain't no ceilings to that.
Right.
You know, like I'm just bringing a whole different energy, trying to keep my image clean so I can get on commercials and, like you said, the Coca-Cola shit. Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to do everything I can, bro.
Right.
So that's why I even like. Make the melodic music I do.
Because it's kind of like, I'm sure you've seen it over and over, where it's kind of easy to come out and get like a couple hundred thousand views or 1 million views off of just straight dissing some guy down the street and saying crazy shit.
But that stuff leads you to a whole different direction and it gets you killed too.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, it has a short amount of attention that it could get. You know, it's like there's a ceiling on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's especially like just having to deal with, you know, people looking at you a different way and everything like that. Like, you would much rather get famous from doing something that is more artistic. So like, you don't necessarily always have to have this violence attached to it, right?
Like, people love me for me. Like, we're funny. We're doing this. I'm doing the dances on. They love that shit. Like, they love that shit, bro.
Right. Where'd the name come from?
Me just being different. But I wore, like, number 2 playing football.
Okay.
So one day... I think it was a couple people that was like coming up to me like, yo, bro, you really be on some different shit. Like, cause I used to be changing up the shoelaces, all types of shit. Like, even on football, I used to rock like tie-dye clothes underneath my whole wear, trying to be different than the whole team type shit, trying to stand out. But I had searched it up, like, what is like a meaning of different, like another word for different. And I came up with, I think it was diverse and it was rare. I'm like, let me add a number 2 in there, like Tupac. Like, that'll be catchy, you feel me?
Right.
First, I was seeing too rare. Then I'm like, no, I'm going to just be too rare.
Right.
You feel me? Then I ran with that shit.
No, definitely. But when you look at that younger version of yourself, do you feel like you always knew that you were meant to be different or you were meant to be somebody?
Yeah.
You always kind of had that feeling?
Yeah, because I never smoked. I never, like, you feel me? I was always different. Like, my homies would try to influence me. I'm like, no, bro, I'm cool.
Really? You always knew that?
Yeah. I never wanted to be like, every time I seen somebody do something, I don't want to be like you niggas. Like, you feel me?
That's cool to hear, though, honestly, because like a lot of people, I feel like they're doing drugs because they're trying to seem different from everybody else. They feel like this is the thing that's going to make them seem cool and sexy, like they got this dangerous ass lifestyle or whatever.
No, real shit, though. What people don't know, that's how you really separate yourself. Like, females like that, everybody like that shit. Like,
right.
To see somebody different doing some different shit.
And my thing is that, especially if you're a young rapper, you only got so much energy, right?
Right.
I feel like when I've seen a lot of rappers who had a lot of energy, and then they start doing the Zans and the lean and everything, and it just turns them into a shell of what they used to be. They're not, and especially in this day and age, where we're talking about TikTok.
All right.
I mean, you can't be doing no fucking crazy TikTok dances if you're really off the lean that hard.
No cap, though. No. But it's some people that be trying to adapt to and be trying to do it. Like, they see our wave and see everybody else, like, picking up shit, so.
Right.
There's some people that be trying, but I'm like, nah, that shit don't even look right sometimes.
Right. Definitely. Did you feel like there was something special about Cupid when you made that one? Was there something about that let you know that, like, this might be the one?
Not at first. Cause I did it, I had left like an open on it. I recorded like 2 songs before that.
Okay.
I left like an open on it, and I had uploaded it to TikTok, like just to like, you know, like just to test it.
Oh, so you're feeling out the reaction?
Yeah,
and
I was
shit
feeling
on
out
well.
The reactions, and I had posted like, I think I posted some like, yo, we had 100 videos right now. Get this to 500. They got that shit to 500, quick as shit. And once they got it to 500, some Chicago niggas made like the challenge to it. And once they made the challenge to it, went from 500 to 1,000 to 1,000 to 2,000. I just watching it shoot up. Like,
what was the challenge? It's like a dance challenge?
Like a dance.
Okay.
Well, you know.
So you didn't come up with the dance. They sort of pioneered the dance.
Yeah, they did the dance.
And now you fuck with the dance?
Yeah, hell yeah. I had to learn that shit.
Damn, that's crazy.
I'm an artist that dance anyway. So once I seen that, I'm like, I got to learn this shit. You feel me? Do it in a video.
Right.
But I definitely showed them love. Like, a lot of people don't be showing the people who popped off they shit no love. I showed them love. Like, brought them out to this little TV joint I did. Like, I was trying to put them in the video, but timing.
Yeah. No, that's dope, though, because you hear a lot of shit about that, about people taking credit for each other's dances and shit. And it's actually, I've seen it a lot where you'll have, like, a famous-ass white TikToker, and they'll be doing a dance that a young black girl came up with, and they'll actually credit them in the description.
Right.
Because so many times I've seen people getting attacked for not crediting them.
Right.
That now they feel like they got to show love, which is, it's still better.
You know, they'll bash you for that on TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't even tag such and such. He made you do that.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's the real.
Damn, that's crazy. Okay, so have you had a lot of artists tap in with you? Like, I feel like being that you're from the East Coast and everything, there's got to be a lot of people who are kind of seeing what you're doing and they want to take part.
A lot of artists tapped in with me, right? A lot of them.
Really?
Yeah. Like Waka Flocka even tapped in with me. It was like, yo, don't be like, basically like, don't be flabbergasted by these artists, cause you will be a heart to a lot of these new niggas' careers, like, or old niggas' careers, you feel me? Like, so he was like, bro, just keep doing what you doing and putting it out there. But it's a different people that hit me up for sure.
That's dope, because Waka has seen that shit too, cause he was the hot new kid that everybody was fucking with early on, and he probably saw so many established artists kind of trying to come in, take some of the sauce and run off. And you know, when you are that young artist, you're looking at these guys, these are your favorite rappers. Right. You're like, oh, fuck yeah, I'll do whatever with you. But that could cause you to make some poor decisions if you're just sort of being a fan, when all of a sudden the reality is that you might be hotter than them right now, at least musically, you know?
Right. Yeah. And I know that too. So I don't be trying to burn myself out with the features. I be trying to stay super exclusive, bro.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to fuck with y'all niggas, but we don't got to create no music, for real. Like,
right.
You feel me? Like, ain't nothing beneficial for me.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, we both not smoking. You had a wave 2-3 years ago.
I've been in that position where I had an artist I was friends with, and all of a sudden so-and-so is trying to tap in with them to work together. I'm like, this is a big time in your career.
Right.
You got to know your value, and you got to realize that, yes, maybe this person is a legend, but realistically, you working with them is going to do so much more for them right now than it's going to do for you.
Yeah, I understand that, though.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But then you went, and in terms of feature on Cupid, you went and got, like, basically the number one rapper. Lil Durk.
It's crazy. Durk hit me up.
Oh, he hit you up first?
Yeah, he hit me up.
How'd that go?
He hit me up. He was like, yo, bro, send me a line. like 2-3 months ago, way before the Drake Sticky shit and all that happened. Like, he hit me up first, like, yo, I'm trying to put you on my deluxe.
Right.
He was trying to put me on that 7/20 deluxe. He was like, I'm trying to fuck him up.
Wow.
And he like, yo, broski, send me like 2-3 opens. I sent them Cupid. I sent them a song called Lie Me, and it was another unreleased joint that I got. But he was like, he talked to the owner of his label. He was like, they ain't going to be able to clear it on time.
Uh-huh.
So after that, for real, I seen him at Summer Jam. We was talking every day. I had seen him at Summer Jam and shit. No, I'm going to tell you this shit. This shit is like a crazy story, bro.
Okay.
I'm backstage and shit, mind you. My manager and two other people, like Sophie and Reg Rock, they own regular passes. They gave me the one like VIP pass. I'm back there by myself. Everybody with their camps and all that, like, all the superstars walking past and
kinda
shit.
Kind of overwhelming, right?
Yeah, I'm like, dang, how the fuck am I to, you know?
Yeah.
So, bang, I heard somebody say, like, yo, I think Dirt back here, da, da, da. I was talking to him like the day before that, for real. I called him, I'm like, yo, broski, you back here? He was like, yeah. I'm like, where you at? He was like, I don't even know. I flipped my camera and shit on the front of the trailer, said Lil Dirt. He like, oh shit, you right there, you feel me? Let him on the bus. I got on the little trailer, John, nigga count like 400,000 in my face. Like, yo, what's up with you? You good? Da, da, da. We busting it up. And he like really like telling me like how he heard my shit like from his kids.
Wow.
So he heard it from his kids and shit. So that being said, like a couple days later, he was like, yeah, bro, we gotta just build a relationship for real. Like, I don't know why. Me, you feel me, out of all people, but he really fucked with me, you feel me?
That's dope.
So, bang, I had texted him like, yo, bro, like, how much you want to hop on this shit? Like, I need you on Cupid Remix. I don't really want nobody else on it no more, you feel me? Like, I had thoughts on other people, but I'm like, broski, I'll be the one that'll stamp this shit right now.
Right.
So I hit him up. He hit me back to later on, but he called me. He had his daughter on the call. And he was like, yo, put your face in the camera and shit. Like, she don't believe that I know who you is type shit. I showed my face, his daughter started smiling and shit. And he was like, yeah, broski, what you on, though? Like, I ain't on shit. And I asked him again, like, yo, bro, how much you want to get on this joint? He was like, oh, send me that shit over again. You feel me? I'm in the lab right now.
Mm.
Sent that shit over, like, the next hour, bro. It's up. He was like, just make sure this the verse that's going to change your life type shit. Like, that's what he texted me.
Wow.
And after that, bro, I'm like, yeah, bro, this shit hard. I ran that shit back. I was getting tatted, too. I was getting tatted in pain and shit, trying to play that shit, run that shit back. I'm like, nah, yeah, this one of the ones.
That's pretty crazy, though, because Dirk is in a position where he really don't have to new artists right now.
That's what I'm saying.
But the fact that he still has his ear to the streets, or even just listening to his kids, that kind of goes a long way, too. That shows that he's really tapped in with what's going on.
No, facts. That shit was love.
Damn, that's dope. That must have been pretty overwhelming. It's funny too, because like we're talking about the deluxe album and everything, he's kind of, I appreciated how he was very open and honest about how he felt like at a certain point he wasn't spending enough time with his kids being on the road doing the music, because I deal with that every day, just having to leave your kids to go to work for 8 hours. It could be tough.
Yeah, artist for real.
You ain't got no kids?
No.
You working on any?
Fuck no.
You think you're gonna wait a while?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you should probably focus on the music for sure.
I gotta get on first. I don't need nothing distracting me.
Right. How are the girls treating you since you kind of blew up?
They go crazy.
It's a lot different?
Hell yeah.
Is that kind of tough, though? Like, in terms of who you want to let in?
It's tough ducking and dodging, like, for real, bro. They be all in the DM going crazy.
Right.
But I know none of that stuff is really, like, genuine. Yeah. Or don't be beneficial, so I don't be going crazy. Like a couple years ago, I would have probably went crazy, but now it's like...
Right.
No.
But okay, if a girl dissed you when you were 18, is there part of you now that is like,
nah, I gotta hit this.
I'm back. You want me now, and I'm going to do it because I'm gonna make this high school senior version of myself proud.
All right. I ain't going to lie. I hit a lot of the ones that I wanted to hit for real.
Right.
So... But that should just be having me smiling like, yo, this bitch really like, damn.
Yeah.
You feel me?
But you got to appreciate that now because, I mean,
no, once
you're in the club every night with Dirk and shit, you're going to all of a sudden have a very different perspective on women and the girls you went to high school with are not going to really maybe be looking like they used to you.
Fuck no, they don't. They all be getting biggie shit and all that. Like, they don't look the same.
It
bro.
Only takes a year or two out of high school usually for girls to start really packing some meat on you. I witnessed that a few times.
Don't look the same. Like,
what is that?
What happened to you?
Right. It's fucked up too, though, because I mean, when I was in high school, they got the worst food possible. Like, why you go to college and you just got to start? I don't know. Maybe it's the alcohol too.
Half of the time, I don't be going to college, bro. That shit just be some after school shit. I don't know. Like,
yeah,
they hit that button, they get big as shit.
No, it's like harder to gain weight during puberty because your body's like got so many hormones pumping, and then that starts to wear off. But people still are eating whatever the fuck they want. All of a sudden, you got a freshman 20 packed on. So you don't drink or smoke?
No, I be drinking a little bit.
Oh, you drink a little?
Okay. I drink a little bit, like occasionally.
Right.
Well, one, two shots, I'm done. Sophie laughed because she know I'll be
She's seen it? You seen him falling over? Okay.
Twisted.
Let's talk about Drake. How did this happen?
He followed me on the gram.
Okay.
After he followed me on the gram, I straight hopped in his DM. Yo, broski, I appreciate you. Da 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 da. You hopped on the wave, like showing him love.
Right.
Everybody else was like bashing him, like, yo, he taking fully wave and taking this. But I'm like, nah, I know. You feel me? I hit him up, like, getting respect, like, the proper way, because he really, like, making it globally.
But so what was the song that they felt like?
Sticky.
So they felt like Sticky was sounding too much like your shit?
Not like my shit, but our whole wave, like the tight beats we was doing.
Right.
But
did you feel that way when you heard it, or did you just start seeing people say it, and then you were like, oh, okay,
this is the thing? I felt that way, but I'm like, you feel me? This what we need.
Right.
You feel me? I ain't hate on it. I love that shit.
Right.
You feel me? This is what we need, exactly what we need to make this shit really stick. Sticky.
Yeah.
You feel me? So when I hit him up, he like, yo, we got to do something for this Sticky video.
Right.
I'm like, perfect. I had sent you my number and all that. We got on FaceTime. Nigga getting his hair braided in the street. Like, yo, I'm trying to fly you and the bros out to Kiki on the river and all that. Like, 4 to 6 of the bros, just choose them. Like, everybody that represents you.
Uh-huh.
I chose my homies. We hopped on the flight, got us all our separate tellies. You feel me? Yeah, shot the video the same night.
Right.
Shit was crazy.
What was it like being around all that energy in terms of somebody who's allegedly a billionaire, you know, just doing things on a totally different level than every other rapper?
I knew that shit was right. He walked me right down and with Kiki on the river. He walked me right down.
Right.
Gave me a handshake. The shit started going viral. Feel me? I knew it once that shit went viral and all that, like, quick. But that shit went viral because I think a girl was trying to give him a handshake while he was handshaking me and somebody else.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it kind of, like, missed him, like, or he ain't...
He didn't even see it.
And he didn't see it.
That was you in that clip.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that's how that shit... I'm like, damn, that's crazy. This nigga really go viral for anything you do.
But that's funny, too, that people have a hard time believing that, like... I mean, you're Drake. You can afford to ignore some pretty girls.
Yeah, Drake...
It's no big deal.
Too. Drake, like, one of the ones, too, that still hit me up, like, after that, like...
Right.
Like, yeah, hit me up the other day, like, yo, the song going breezy.
Right. So. Was it, like, being in that environment and just seeing the scale of which, like, a Drake video takes place, though, was that very motivational for you to realize, like, this is what awaits at the top? This level of spending and budget and just excellence.
Yeah, it gave me a lot of motivation. That should make me want to keep going. Like, I'm trying, you know? Take it worldwide for sure.
Right.
People think I got it worldwide now, but I know when I'm going to get there. You feel me? I know when I'm there. Like,
right.
I ain't there yet. I'm hungry as shit.
It's interesting because, like, we've been having the conversation a bunch lately about how I kind of feel like rap music is sort of at a low point in its history and not in its entire history, but it feels like maybe, you know, 2017, 2018, et cetera, that there was like a lot of energy in rap. Mm-hmm. And then maybe the last year or so it slowed down a little bit. Like, you couldn't name that many rappers who came out this year that are like really big, that are really doing shit. Like, there are a lot of little underground things going on, but it kind of feels like the public maybe is not as excited about finding new rappers.
Right.
And so that's why I think a lot of the attention is going to people like you who are doing new sounds. And I think that's why Drake, who's a fucking genius, I think that's why he put out that album, is because he realized that there's the world wants something new.
Right.
And nobody really knows what it is right now, but the world needs different energy right now.
It's the shit we bring for sure. That shit taking over TikTok. Like, all down your For You page, you're going to see people either doing the hips, doing our dances, or listen to our songs or our tight beats.
Right.
that shit took, and he's smart as shit.
Because the game always gets like super violent and gangster, and then it'll get a little bit more like fun and playful, and then it'll get gangster again, right. And then it'll get playful again. There's always like these couple year patterns.
Right.
And I feel like, yeah, your shit and the fact that people are excited about it definitely represents that, like, oh, people want to hear good music, and they don't. Mm-hmm. They maybe not aren't as necessarily obsessed with just hearing about street shit 24/7.
I know it's real. Like, people be hitting me up, yo, bro, you get me out of my depression, bro. When I'm sad, I listen to your shit.
Mm.
Like, they really like text me about that shit. I just reposted somebody. I didn't even know I made a nigga day, but he posted it. I had one of my tags, and I seen that shit. Like, I'm like, damn, this nigga probably really was going through something when he ran into me. Like.
Damn.
Feel me? Me reposting that shit even made him even more, like, send me paragraphs and shit. But, yeah, I got that effect right now.
Yeah. So what do you wake up motivated to do every day? Because it's like every day the world is your oyster. Like, you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Any day you could work. You could shoot a new video. You could work on this. You could be in the studio. You could travel. You could do interviews. You could do press. Like, what is the stuff that stands out to you the most that's, like, a good use of your time?
Every day I wake up, I just be trying to check off some new shit. Like right now, it's the merch. I'm trying to get this website up. Okay. So when I drop, this shit could be underneath the Me and Dirk video.
Oh, yeah.
Shit could go brazy.
So you already shot the video?
Yeah, that shit done. That shit drop tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We got to get this out soon.
Yeah, that shit drop tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Wow, that's fire.
Yeah.
What was it like shooting the video with Dirk? How was it?
Shit was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. I ain't gonna lie, that nigga had fun. We got him out of his character.
Really?
You
had him dancing
like,
and
really,
shit?
Yeah. He having fun and shit in this joint. Like, I think it's gonna go crazy because he, like, really, like, you know?
Yeah.
People used to that other dirt.
But what would you say to people who think that if you want to be tough, you want to be a gangster-ass rapper or whatever, that you can't be doing the dancing and the TikToks? Do you not? Right. Do you see that as a contradiction at all, or to you, is that just some bogus-ass old-school mentality?
Man, if you gonna be a drill rapper or whatever, bro, just stand on that shit.
But they be dancing, too. They be doing the little foot in front of the other foot.
Yeah,
thing,
you just gotta stand on that shit. The consequences, the shit that's gonna come with that, the heat it bring, like, just move right.
Right.
Feel me? Like, because when this shit hit, like, this shit hit, once you gone, you never coming back. You feel me? Like, hopefully your name still be alive type shit. So
right.
That's my words for real, bro.
But so dancing is all good. But even if you're the toughest shooter in the world, you shouldn't be embarrassed to dance.
I'm trying to make it that way. Like, I feel like that because niggas in my city right now is dancing on TikTok but still spinning on shit every day.
Right.
So
there it is.
But it's a lot of the artists that don't want to get caught doing a dance at all, you feel me? Or they be like, yo, they gonna say I'm goofy or,
right.
You feel me? They be too worried about what the nigga gonna say, but people will probably love you even more.
Right. I know a guy who a couple of years ago, he's like, what the fuck? Like, why is it cool to dance all of a sudden? He's like, I've been dancing my whole goddamn life. I've been hiding this shit, trying to be a rapper. Now all of a sudden people want to see me dance. I'm like, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It must be kind of weird to have that change so quickly.
The biggest artists dance, so I don't know why people feel like they can't dance.
Right.
That's the crazy part, like, but I'm going to be that one nigga that's going to be on some MC Hammer,
yeah,
Chris Brown, MJ shit, like, you feel me? Like,
I mean, TikTok changed everything, let's be real, because it gave you a reason to dance all of a sudden. You know, normally you would see it a little bit in videos, stuff like that, but TikTok is just set up to congratulate you if you want to bust some moves, for sure. What is Uchi Coochie?
Uchi Coochie, that's one of my singles.
Yeah? No, yeah. I know, but what tell me what that song's about.
Like, basically about a bitch that was frying, you feel me? She didn't want to get a coochie up at first.
Right.
But in the beginning, I said, I'm trying to get this coochie by tomorrow. Just a nigga, like, really, like, on that. You feel me? Like, I need some ass.
Right.
You feel me? But there wasn't really no story behind that shit. I just created in the studio, bro, trying to be funny and really just, you know. I just came up with that hook. Like, once I came up with the hook, it was up.
Right. That's funny that you say that, though, because there's been a few different viral videos of dudes who, like, basically will fly a chick out, and then she don't want to fuck. and they be tripping. And then this creates this whole conversation online about like dudes expecting something, or if you spend a certain amount of money, is it fair for you to expect something? Like, right. How do you look at that?
Yeah, if I fly you out, you gotta get now. You gotta get now. Like, it's a must. Like, you feel me? I never flew nobody out though, but if I do,
right.
You feel me? Just know you're getting hit.
My thing though is like, imagine being a dude and pulling your phone out and thinking that everybody's gonna think this is some fly shit for you to be barking at her and telling her to get the fuck out. Like, right. People are not gonna
think
that.
I would never do no shit like that.
If you want to send her on her way, just send her on her way. Be chill about it. You don't want to be coming off like some fucking weirdo.
I would
never
post on the media and this bitch ain't give me no. That make you look like a sucker.
Right. That makes you look like the thirstiest person on earth. Like, you're dying for pussy.
Bro, that's dead. Fuck.
That's hilarious. All right, what are you looking for in a woman though? Like, what kind of girl appeals to you at this point in your life?
Somebody that's understand my situation, understand it's gonna be females in my DM, understand, you feel right. me? That I'm working, that I'm busy, you feel me? I gonna have time for you. Like, you know, like that's what I look forward to.
Especially when you're young, the level of jealousy that chicks have is just insane.
That insecurity shit, real, bro.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna lie, I suffer trying to make a bitch feel secure. Like, I really don't know how to do that.
Really?
I gotta learn that shit. I don't know how to really make a female feel secure like that. Like,
yeah, I feel you. But it's like, you know, I know a lot of dudes who've got like girlfriends in their late 20s or their 30, and their girl's like pretty understanding about right. the fact that there's chicks around and shit. Maybe they're even understanding about the fact that they might pipe one of them here and there. No, but when you're young, oh man, those emotions run high, and it's just, yeah, I don't know. That's got to be tough dating when you're in your position at your age.
That shit tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, we got the Dirk video. We'll be out by the time that they're seeing this.
Yeah, that shit out now.
Right. What else are you pushing? Like, you feel like you want to just kind of keep hammering away at this song, or are you trying to, like, get singles. A whole bunch of different shit?
Yeah, no, singles for sure, but we got to get this one gold platinum.
Right.
Feel me? We got to get a plaque for this one.
Yeah.
That's how I'm gonna know. Like, this shit got hit Billboard top 100. You know, it got had some history behind it for me to be on to the next. Like,
right.
I know it's a hit. You feel me? Everybody knows it's a hit, but we gotta, you know.
You got one producer that you work with, or you got a whole bunch?
I got a bunch of them.
Okay.
Right now, I'm trying to build a team full of them that do the same type of shit that I do.
Right.
Get them all together. Be a master team. I don't gotta go to nobody else type shit.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anything else you want to let the people know that you got coming down the pipeline?
Merch on the way, man. Two-wear merch. You know, that's on the way, about to drop. Go grab it. It's out now. It's going to be out by the time this interview done.
Fire.
Yeah.
Tap in. You want to look good? Cop the merch.
Yeah, grab that. Yeah, grab that.
What you saying?
Yeah, music video for sure. That shit out now. We said that.
Yeah, we already said that. Queen Bobby Pin. Not listening over there.
We said
that. Just tell them about the music video.
No, for sure.
How's she? How's she to deal with?
Oh, she cool.
She's not driving you crazy yet?
Nah, Sophie good.
You don't
man.
Got a mic. We can't hear you. This guy's nice. Talking over here.
I got a lot of Sophie. Sophie nice and sweet, man.
Yeah, but why she got skeleton tattoos on her hands, though? It's kind of creepy.
What she drink is up.
She's the Grim Reaper. She's the Grim Reaper. The Grim Reaper of K-Town.
I don't live in K-Town.
Okay. I appreciate you coming in, man. For sure.
I appreciate you for having me. First artist to do it.
First artist
Not Soulja Boy.
That's crazy.
Rare.
You could carry that with you for the rest of your life.
Hell
no
yeah.
Jumper got a whole new studio just for my interview because I wanted some fly shit.
We making history, man. Every day.
Damn. My boy. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you.
Much
more,
love. Good luck with everything. No Jumper. Too Rare.
Too Rare. We out of here.
Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, all that shit. Like, comment, subscribe. Check my man out. Go watch the little Dirk video that's out now. Smack the like button. Drop a comment. Let them know that you love the No Jumper interview.
Oh, for sure.
Gang shit. Appreciate you, bro.
Sure. Appreciate you, too.
Much love.